3, 2, 1.
Erev Tov. So, Baruch Hashem, we're back and better than ever. Thank you to Maor for this wonderful topic, Hashem Yisrael. So, I am not the embodiment of this Rambam. But, just like anything else, there's halachot of Shmirat Haguf VeHaNefesh. Person has to learn to protect his body and neshama, obviously, as the saying goes, Nefesh Bri'ah Beguf Bari. There's no way for a person to excel in Avodat Hashem with a body that's not healthy. Now, health encompasses many, many different... Now, again, I'm not going to... This is what people usually refer to as the Rambam diet. It's not true. I'll explain to you why. The Rambam doesn't just speak about a diet. If you look in all of Hilchot De'ot, Pirek Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Te'in, Vav, the Rambam speaks about how, this is one of the Rishiva's favorite words, holistically, to keep yourself healthy, both in your body and with your midot and with everything else. It's not just the diet that's for the body, it's only one component of how to stay healthy. So the Rambam begins and he says like this. This is in Pirek Dalet of Hilchot De'ot. Po'il ve'ayot aguf bari v'shalem midarkei Hashem hu. Part of Derech Hashem, part of Avodat Hashem, is keeping the body healthy. Sh'ra'e efshar shi'yavin o yeda v'ucholeh. There's no way that a person is able to learn, to grow in Torah v'yirat shamayim when he's sick. It doesn't work. Although, interestingly, in Perek Aleph of Hilchot Talmud Torah Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that no matter what, there's always a chovah for a person to learn Torah, ben bari, ben chole, ben shalem begufo, ben chole, which means there's a chiyuv to learn, but you won't necessarily absorb what you learn if you're chole. So there's a chiyuv, part of, by the way, where does the Torah say the mitzvah v'nishmartem me'od l'nafshotechem? By Har Sinai, the Torah tells us to be healthy in order what? V'nishmartem me'od l'nafshotechem ki lo ra'item kol temura. When the Torah is recounting Ma'amad Har Sinai, the Torah says, "V'nishmartem me'od l'nafshotechem." What's the smichut? The Torah says, because in order to be, in order to, "V'odatam levanecha v'livnei varecha yom asher amadta lifnei Adonai Elohecha b'chorev." In order for us to be able to tell our children everything we heard in Har Sinai, in order to absorb that, we'll have to be able to be healthy in order to absorb it so we can give it over. How are you supposed to give over something? Yeah, that's very, very big. Misconception that people have in this generation is that as soon as you learn something, boom, teach it. Don't jump to teach. Okay? You should teach, but first absorb the subject matter. Know the tochen, know the chomer, know it well, and then you can teach it. Yeah, that's people love to teach and whatever, but how do you know you're not teaching wrong? How do you know what you're saying is legit? You have to learn with the chavruta first, with the rebbe, whatever. Polish it. Once you know well, then give it over. Says the Rambam. Lo yodeh, yodeh tov. Yodeh tov. Cheli baba. Nice. I just said you're very baba. How do you say very good baba? Chubi baba, yeah. Anyway. Bekitzur, so says the Rambam, number one, in order to learn and to teach, person has to be shalem begufo. Now, again, person can try all the health stuff in the world, at the end of the day, it's in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we still have to be mishtadel to make sure we're healthy. He says, "Tzarich adam le'archik atzmo midvarim ha'me'abedim et ha'guf ul'anig atzmo bedvarim ha'mavrim ha'machlimim." And he says, therefore, there's a chiyuv lefi halacha. Rambam is not sefer musar, sefer halacha. Says there's a chiyuv for a person to make sure to distance himself from things that destroy the body and to connect himself to things that help the body flourish. What's that? Ve'elohen starts. Le'olam lo yochal adam ela kshu ra'ev ve'lo yishte ela kshu tzameh. Interesting. First he starts with food. The Rambam speaks about it in several places, and he writes that 99 out of 100 illnesses that chas v'shalom can befall a person are food related. It's a big thing. It's a very, very big thing. And he writes, first of all, first and foremost, only eat when you're hungry. Only drink when you're thirsty. Let me tell you, psychologically, many, many weight loss professionals, dietitians, stuff like that, they will tell you. People commonly confuse hunger and thirst. You know that? Many people tend to eat when their body is actually, the body needs something, the body's signaling that it's thirsty, but people misread that and they eat. Or they stress eat. Or they boredom eat. guilty. Yeah, sometimes when I'm overly stressed, I eat. Mana asot. Imam says, the first thing, lo yochal el kshu ra'ev. You eat because you're hungry. It's pasuk in Mishneh. Tzadik ochel lesova nafsho, uvetin shayim yachsav. Which means, tzadik eats to satiate his soul. A rasha is constantly hungry. Which means, we see from here, Shlomo HaMelech says, if you're constantly eating, listen carefully, do a cheshbon nefesh. If you're constantly eating, it's a siman that something's off inside with a person's averot. The davar echad. Now he says, ve'al yashen nekavav afilu rega echad ela kol zman shtzarich lehashtin o lehasech et raglav ya'amod miyad. We find countless things in Shas, countless situations where a person needs to use the restroom, either ktanim or gdolim, and withholds it, that causes tremendous toxicity in the body. First of all, the Gemara brings down two different things. The Gemara says with regards to ktanim, they used to be talmidim of Rav. The shir used to go on for a long time, over 6 hours. And the talmidim, in order to be able not to go outside, there used to be a tree there, arzad be'rav. They used to hang from a tree upside down in order for them not to miss the shir. That's how much they love shir. They weren't entities. They came to shir every day for 6 hours at a time. They hung upside down, and then what happened? The Gemara says when they ended up using the restroom afterwards, ketanim, their urine came out green. The Gemara says ki utzad defna, like a lulav. It came out, it was so green afterwards. And afterwards, the Gemara says that when they got married, they were all infertile. They couldn't have children as a result. The Gemara says that if a person withholds his ketanim, he is over isur Torah of lo yech avecha akar va'akara uvimemtecha. Even though the Torah says it's be'ofen shel bracha, that a person is not allowed, the Torah is giving us bracha, that we won't have any infertility among us, but the Chachamim understood it, that it's a lav also, that a person is not allowed to hold back his ketanim, because that can cause chas v'shalom infertility. Kach, the Chachamim understood that. That's number one. Although, gdolim, without withholding gdolim, first of all, that doesn't cause infertility, but it does create, everybody knows scientifically, that's the waste of the body. There's toxins in the body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berov Chochmato created us with a system to be able to expel all of the toxins from the body. When a person keeps that inside, not only that, the Gemara calls that to'aiva. If a person, the Gemara says, Hitpalel v'u tzarich linkavav, we know there's halachot about that, nachon? What's the halacha if a person prays and he needs to use the restroom? L'chan shulchan aruch, madino? Depends. First of all, l'cha techila, l'cha techila, l'cha techila, you're not allowed to. B'di'avad itpalel, what's the dinim? What's the din? So he says, if he's able to hold it for mahalach parsa, if he's able to hold it back for a 72-minute distance, 72 minutes, yetzab di'avad. And if he's not able to hold it, tfilato to'aiva. Why is tfilato to'aiva? Because he was mitpalel kshumu to'av. Your body's full of, that's why. Halachan shulchan aruch, the Rambam also brings it down. Every morning, person should try to wake up. La'olam yargil atzmo lifnot baboker uba'erev. A person should try, wherever possible. What does it mean yargil atzmo? You know, when a person uses the bathroom, there's a way for a person to train his biological clock to use the restroom. The Rambam says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes him in Halacha, train yourself. Pam baboker, pam ba'erev. It's important. And the added benefit of baboker uba'erev, ba'erev's stam is healthy, but baboker, not only are you gaining health, you're gaining nekiyut batfila. So if it means waking up a little bit early, some people just don't. Happens, nachon. People have different schedules. It's amazing. Notice, every person, there's different things that we do, or different times of day, that we feel the urge to have to relieve ourselves. You change your routine. You travel somewhere, you're on a plane, you eat something more, you don't eat that day, everything gets thrown off. You ever notice that? He gave us another reason Seder is so important. Routine is because it's not only Seder for learning. The Sedarim that we have are able to be margila our entire bodies. How can you not see these things? The Iyov, it says in Sefer Iyov, Mibesari Echeze Eloah. Just look at your flesh, look at your systems, look at your functions, and you can see Mamasha Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam continues. בית, another הלכה, לא יאכל אדם עד שתתמלא קריסו, אלא יפחות כמו רביע מסבעתו. Number one, people have a tendency, by the way, Western culture, Western eating habits are against כמעט every single one of these Rambams. Yeah? סתם, nashing, snack. Hey, Rambam said, לא יאכל לקשור, not to say you shouldn't snack, but people just like nash all the time. I'm not saying that, you know, sometimes there's situations, I get it. But we are a society that is based on food. We are a food society. אין בזה שום ספק בעולם. You know that. Where do you think all the, I wouldn't call it new מחלות, but מחלות that weren't as prevalent, you know, just a few decades ago. Where do they come from? It's all the food that we eat. It's the environment that we live in. So he says, person should not eat his fill, even if you're hungry. Person should leave approximately a quarter of your stomach open. I always had a hard time understanding what exactly that means. That means that Rambam expects us to split our stomach into four and leave a quarter empty. What exactly that means, I think it's just a metaphor for not, you know, not filling yourself. You know, sometimes when you're full, at shekatz ba'achilato. Not even achila gasa, but you're just, you know that feeling? The Rambam says, don't get to that feeling. Leave yourself a little bit open. It's important. There's something now during Shovavim. Anybody ever heard of Ta'anit Ra'avad? Yeah? The Rabbeinu Yonah in Sefer HaYir'ah brings, both in Sefer HaYir'ah and Igeret HaTeshuvah. The Rabbeinu Yonah quotes something called Ta'anit Ra'avad. What is Ta'anit Ra'avad? Go ahead. The Ra'avad says, gauge your plate. It says if you're eating, even when you're towards the end of your plate and you're still a little hungry, stop. Pull back. The Rambam says it's worth more than an actual ta'anit. Why? An actual ta'anit is hard, but you're already in this mode of fasting. But when you're eating and you're still hungry and you pull back, that is a shvirat ta'ava. You break that ta'ava, that is worth more than a regular ta'anit. Says Maran Zichrono Livracha, was a very big proponent of, especially during Shovavim, you know, a lot of Mekubalim and people who try to be Mechaper, a lot of people fast. A guy in yeshiva, it's very difficult, especially when yeshiva's in session, to fast. It throws everything off. So what do you do? How do you do tikkunim during Shovavim? Maran Zichrono Livracha said, number one, learn extra Torah, be marbe b'Torah, and number two, engage in Ta'anit Ra'avad. Whenever you can. Still, pull back! Pull back. דבר גדול מאוד, it shows a control over your ta'ava. Mora has always told you, what about baltashchit? Right? Baltashchit, נכון? You're throwing away the food? שטויות. Why? Rambam, פרק וב, מהלכות מלאכים. The Rambam says מפורש, that the איסור of baltashchit is only when you are doing it destructively. If you are throwing it out or destroying it in a destructive manner. But if it's done in a constructive manner, there is no isur whatsoever, lo d'orayta v'lo d'rabbanan, of bal tashchit. And over here it's constructive, because it's helping me work on my midot. Huh? Are there any other examples of constructive hashchata? The Rambam actually does bring it down. For instance, let's say, I'm going off on a tangent for a second, but just to understand the idea. Where does the Isur of Bal Tashchit originate? We always grew up thinking that Bal Tashchit means wasting food. That's fake. The Torah says the Isur is Ki tatsur el ayir yamim rabim leilachim alea letofsa lo tashchit et aitza lindowach alea garzin ki mimenna tochel veoto lo tichrot כי האדם עץ השדה לבוא מפניך במסור. פרשת? יפה מאוד. פרשת שופטים, towards the end. The Torah says that even when you are at war with an enemy, and you need to siege them, you need to besiege them, don't cut down fruit trees. Rather, says the Torah, you need what? You need wood. Cut down what? Cut down regular trees, not fruit trees. Why would you do that? And the Torah says, if you're able to make the siege using regular wood, not from a fruit tree, and use a fruit tree, that's called bal tashchit. That's the sort of being destructive when you don't need to. However, says the Rambam, quoting from the Gemara, Baba Mitzia and other places, the Gemara says, What happens if, interesting case, let's say, now, there's an Isur Torah to cut down a fruit tree. Besides for the danger involved, there's an Isur to cut it down. What happens if the Eitz is Me'uleh B'damim, which means, let's say, it produces fruit, okay, but the wood is super expensive, meaning the wood by far bypasses the worth of the fruit. What's the halacha? Mutar to cut it down. Why? Even though I'm cutting it down, that's not considered ashchata. That's not considered destructive. It's considered constructive. Why? Because I'm doing it to sell the wood. And Rambam brings that down to halacha. So just, I'm trying to say, this idea that the Rambam says is not considered bal tashchit. Ta'anit ra'avad, not bal tashchit. Hala. Huh? Let's say that's not echet imtza. No, for I'm giving you a good example in yeshiva. Every time you have Tupperware, at home I hear you can put whatever. But in yeshiva, it's not always so shaykh. If you're not eating, it's going to the garbage. Nevertheless, it's not considered nisur bal tashchit. Lama lo? But even if you could, it still doesn't make it asur. Because it's not bederech hashchata. Yeah. Now, hala, he says, another one, this even my Rachel knows. V'lo yishte mayim betoch hamazon ela me'at u'mazug b'yayin. He says, in terms of drinking during the meal, he says, don't drink during the meal. That's every time you get thirsty during the meal, boom, drink. Says the Rambam, lo tov. You know why that is? There's some, the Kesef Mishnah explains, there's something called the itztomcha. Itztomcha is the gastric walls. When you eat, the food goes down. Now the whole digestive system has to get involved. It releases acids, enzymes, all sorts of things that are necessary to break down the food for the nutrients to be sucked out and put into the bloodstream. Every time you drink, you kind of wash out all of those acids and enzymes that the intestines are releasing. Don't do it, says the Rambam. Even if you're thirsty during the Seuda, drink a little bit, mazug b'yayin, a little bit of a mix. Why? Because if it's straight water, it's going to wash away all those enzymes. Lo tov. Now he says, watch. וכשיתחיל המזון להתעכל במעב, שותה מה שהוא צריך לשתות. Once you've finished eating and you feel the digestive process, you feel, you know, the process going on, then you can drink whatever you want. There you go, because the process has already started, therefore it's not going to negate that process. ולא ירבה לשתות מים, אפילו כשיתעכל המזון. Another thing, don't drink too much water, even when the food is being digested. Drink what you need. Yeah, not more. You should know, by the way, interesting thing. I didn't know this until a few years ago. You know how all these diets, they tell you, it's important, right? 8 to 10 cups a day, whatever. There's something called water poisoning. You ever heard of that? Huh? If you drink too much, you can get sick.
It's a lot, though.
Huh? I don't remember exactly what the amount is, but there is... Yes, because of davar. You're supposed to... Yes, as Maor likes to say, stay hydrated. It's nachon. Maran Zichron Baha used to say, before a fast, one of the most important things, I don't know if I've told you before fasts, some people are very difficult fasters, and that's because they don't pace themselves and plan properly. Meaning, 24 to 48 hours before a fast, forget about food. The most important thing is to hydrate yourself properly before the fast, so that when the fast comes, you're hydrated, and then that helps your body tide over. What happens to your body when you don't eat? You know what happens? Why do you lose weight when you don't eat? Every cell in your body is powered by something called mitochondria. Yes? That's the powerhouse, that's the power factory of every cell in your body. Who's bio? Baba John? Bemet? Ech ze? So call me out if I'm not ze. This is so far so good? Okay. This is ninth grade bio and medical journals. Shmuel knows. Anyway, Bekitzer, nechon? New England. New England Journal of Medicine. Yeah. Oh, you saw those? Anyway, I happen to like that one. Yeah. And Mayo Clinic also has a periodical that I read. Anyway. Shmuel Yodea. Anyway, Bekitzer, so what happens is the mitochondria, in order to, you know, cells grow, cells die, in order to replenish themselves, mitochondria takes the nutrients from the foods that we eat and distributes it to the other parts of the cell, the other organs of the body. What happens is when you don't eat for a prolonged period of time, the body starts to feed off of itself. We have, for lack of a better term, fat cells in the body, and they start to get activated when we don't eat, and the mitochondria start burning the fat. Instead, what happens to us? We do the opposite. We eat all the things that instead of fueling the mitochondria, we fuel the fat. Sugars, starches, whatever. That's why you feel that rush and then it just goes straight to the hips. That's exactly what we're doing. We need to look for foods, which the Rambam also speaks about, looking for foods that are beneficial, nutritious to the body, so that the body can do what it needs to do to build cells, to replenish tissue. All these things that we need nutritious food for, but yeah, welcome to the 21st century. That doesn't really happen anymore. As a kid, I remember being, you know, the nerd who comes into school with carrot sticks and celery and just goes to schnarr from everybody else. That was me. Yeah, I'm still big, but as a kid, I was big, and I was. Yeah, they tried to kind of control, but I find that if you deprive a child, also psychologically, it gets them into that mode that you have to scavenge from other people. You know what I'm saying? Always, and that's annoying. You hate those kids, right? They always. I had a guy in yeshiva. I used to buy, whatever, long story. I used to buy snacks, and he used to come over, and he used to schnarr. So, okay, kach. He said, yeah, but that's not enough to make a bracha chanuna. I said, mata, zeh? So I gave, okay, kach. I gave him zeh, now he can make ala mechia, you know what? He says, no, I was talking about berkat amazon. I go, oh. By the way, first and foremost, I'm talking primarily to myself. The Rambam continues. V'lo yochal ad sheyivdok atzmo yafeh yafeh shelo shem yeh tzarech ninkavav. It says another very, very important halakha. Do not ever sit down to eat until you check to make sure you don't need the restroom. The Rambam writes, b'shem ha-gemara, one of the most detrimental things to the body is eating when you need to use the restroom. First of all, it's uncomfortable. Nobody wants to do that. But besides for that, it is like samamavit to the body. A person has to make sure that you're clean. It's not for naught that the Chachamim made interesting machloket. I told you before, let's say a person is able to hold in his ketanim or gdolim, let's say for 72 minutes. And he davened. What do we say? Yatza b'di'avad, kach da'at maran, yatza. There's an interesting machloket between the Or Lezion and Maran Zechon Mechayin Yabia Omer. What happens if there's one minyan in town? You're not going to be able to get another minyan. Okay? One minyan, and you have to use the restroom. But not like, not nothing crazy. You're able to hold it for Shiod Parsa. So the Chatchila, you're supposed to go relieve yourself. But now I know that if I do that, I'm going to miss the minyan. At that point, which is more important? Tfila bin Kiyut or Tfila bin Tzibur? Huh? Who said aloud? L'chatchila, it's always asur. B'di'avad you're yotze. B'l'chatchila, you can't be mitpallel kacha. Person l'chatchila has to pray beguf naki. So, the Mishnah Berurah does say that, and Yabi Omer defends the Mishnah Berurah against the Or Lezion, who says that in that situation, tefillah b'tzibur trumps tefillah bin kiyut on a b'di'avad lavo. Mishnah Berurah and Yabi Omer hold that you should pray b'yichidut rather than praying b'tzibur and praying without gufnaki, even though b'di'avad you'd be yotze. Or Lezion says pray b'tzibur.
Even he can
only, not even. Only if you can hold it for 72. If you can't hold it for 72, tfilatoto aiva.
Does he just view tefillah b'tzibur as a different thing other than just
an aiva? Yafeh. So there's a machloket what exactly tefillah b'tzibur is. Is it a chelik mitfilah, or is it something separate from chovat tefillah? Meaning, tefillah is tefillah. There's another machloket. What happens? Another famous machloket between Yabi Omer and the Or Lezion. Listen carefully. Huh? We're saying good stuff. Let's say there's one minyan in town. Somebody just asked me this. He was on winter vacation. He was in some, I don't know where. They had one minyan in town. It was minyan po'alim. Kohanim, workers. Yeah, which means workers, they wake up early, they daven before nitz, and then they go to work. Again, that's tefillah shel b'di'avad, zelotov. But if a person's in that situation, okay, whatever. If you work for somebody, especially in the winter can sometimes be brutal, you know that. So now what happens, if a person has one such minyan in town, zo. I don't usually daven like that because I'm not a worker. I don't need to daven like that. But if I don't daven in that minyan, I won't have tefillah b'tzibur. But if I do daven in that minyan, it's going to be before nitz, which is tefillat b'di'avad. Which wins? Says the Or Letzion, tefillah b'tzibur. Why? Tefillah b'tzibur is part and parcel of your chovat tefillah. So if you are going to be yotzei de chova, at least on a b'di'avad level, daven b'tzibur. Yabi Omer and Mishnah Berurah, once again, they both say, in siman pitet, they say la'alacha, daven b'yichidut et nitz, or later. So at least you won't have a tefillah. What about tefillah b'tzibur? So you won't have tefillah b'tzibur, but at least the guf ha-tefillah won't be b'di'avad. Kach halacha l'ma'aseh. Gam l'sfaradim, gam l'ashkenazim. It's better to forego the minyan over there. Go ahead. So go for kohanim, catch the kohanim, and then daven tefillah later. But guf ha-tefillah, you're going to handicap your tefillah on a b'di'avad level if you daven with the minyan before netzach hama. Okay, tov, be'ezat Hashem, we shall continue tomorrow, botai. I heard the petition, Bezat Hashem, I'll try to get us in there. What if you live in Israel?